The Sick, Day 4, Those with Fever and Those Obsessed. Jesus saw Peter's wife's mother afflicted with a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he cured all who were ill. Matthew 8. By all the diseases are signified spiritual diseases, which are evils destroying the life of the will of good, and falsities destroying the life of the understanding of truth, in a word, destroying the spiritual life which is of faith and charity. Moreover, every disease corresponds to its own evil. The reason is that everything of man's life is from the spiritual world, and therefore, if his spiritual life sickens, evil is derived therefrom into the natural life also, and becomes a disease there. Burning fever denotes the cupidity or lust of evil. Arcana Celestia 83:64. The demons cast out by the Lord, by which many were then obsessed, signify falsities of every kind by which the church was infested, and from which it was delivered by the Lord. Apocalypse Explained 5:86. When any are obsessed, it occurs not in order, but against order. Wherefore, it is produced by evil spirits. No reasonings are in evidence among those sirens, and yet they employ a whole mass of reasonings that are breathed into people's evil affections by applying themselves to those persons' natural instincts. In this way, they gain entry into the baser parts of the minds of others whom they lead on and by persuasion either overwhelm or captivate. There is nothing they study more than how to destroy conscience. When they have destroyed it, gain possession of people interiorly and even obsess them, though the individual is not conscious of it. Nowadays, external obsession is not allowed, as it once was in former times, but internal possession by spirits such as these does take place. People who are devoid of conscience are obsessed in this way. Arcana Celestia 19:83 and 47:93. There are also spirits who infuse unclean colds, like those of a shivering fever, as has been granted me to know by experience. The same spirits induce such things as disturb the mind, and they also bring on swoons. Arcana Celestia 57:16. Those lethal spirits attempt above all to dissolve all internal restraints, which are the affections for what is good and true, right and fair, fear of God's law, and a sense of shame at doing harm to society and one's country. Once those internal restraints have been dissolved, a person is obsessed by spirits of this kind. Arcana Celestia 47:93. With men who are in fevers, such spirits are present, for the sick man summons those who infuse heat. Nothing is effected with man except by means of spirits. Thence is his life. Therefore, whatever is suited and unsuited to his life. As soon as such are driven away, the fever ceases. But all and every one of the things happen according to order, and all things proceed according to it. Spiritual Diary 45:71. The hells of demons are the hells of the lusts of dominating, derived from the fever of the love of self, and of the lust of profaning the truths of heaven, derived from the spurious zeal of that love. The worst are those who are in the lust of dominating over the holy things of the church and over heaven, derived from the fever of the love of self. Apocalypse Revealed, 756. Questions. The burning lust of the fever of self-love does not seem to fit with acknowledging that in ourselves we are nothing but evil. But think of how debilitating high fever can be, and delirium can also be scary. What might be spiritual counterparts? Sometimes we feel compelled to do something, a feverish desire. What provides the balance we need? When people say that they cannot help themselves, how can we help them? Where and how does acknowledging evil fit in? Today, there is no bodily possession without consent. What, if any, is the connection between obsession, which we invite, and addiction? We have learned that the bed that we feel comfortable in is like the doctrine that we know and understand. People with fever often take to their bed. When we have a feverish desire, how do we take to our spiritual bed?